This is an AMI podcast.
Keep the conversation going off the air. Your voice matters. Email feedback at AMI.ca or connect with us on Twitter at AMI Audio and let us know what you think about our programming.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show Kelly and Company that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
She's been more active on Twitter. So if you want to give her a follow, she is at All Rams, and I am at AMI Kelly Mac. Check us out on Twitter. If you want to follow AMI Audio, at AMI Audio, good place to keep up on the shows, what's happening as we go through our broadcast day over here at AMI Audio. Check out the Accessible Media Inc. Facebook page in case you want a little bit more of the corporate aspect and getting some thoughts and opinions in and maybe having conversation, or simply call us 1-866-509-4545. Maybe give us a book recommendation, anything that you might want to suggest for the show, or just say hi. And if you give us permission, we'll try to use your message on air. A lot of great messages yesterday, Ramya, people dropping lines to celebrate our 1,000 show. So we do have to salute everyone. Thank you so much. What a very special day for us.
Yes, and we're all a team, guys. It's so nice hearing from the community and the listeners and everybody, because without you guys, we have no show that we're super proud of and that could be up there for 1,001 shows now. So it was nice hearing from everybody for sure.
You bet.
All right. Well, on Thursdays, we hear from one specific tech guy. His name is Mike Fair. Let's bring him on.
Hi, I'm Mike Fair. iPhones, iPods, and iPads are everywhere, and they're doing great things for the blind. We explore all that, plus audio entertainment, dramas, podcasts, internet radio, and games. We share it all on Kelly and Company.
That's right. It's not just tech. It's also audio entertainment. Mike, you keep us posted with brand new and cool developments on Thursdays. And we're kind of on a theme here from last week, right? Because last week we talked about to-dos and task management. Well, what if the thought of keeping your to-do tasks and other ideas and thoughts inside notebooks, nested within notebooks, make your inner messy self cringe? I think we all have a little bit of that side. If that's the case for you, Mike Fair feels your pain. And thankfully, there's a wonderful, award-winning, very accessible app for you, and it's called Bear. And most of it can actually be used for free, Mike. So you're going to give us the rundown. Why is this app that's called Bear, why has it gotten so much positive attention from people?
Well, Shiny Frog Limited really did a good job of nailing what you want out of a note-taking app. You wanted to be able to get in there and create new notes quickly, but you don't always want to have to worry about where they go. So Notebooks 10, what I covered last week, that's for the people who love their notebooks and nested notebooks about, you know, ideas and similar things. That, yeah. You know, this is really for those people who want the benefit, they kind of want your cake and eat it too. You want to be able to keep all your ideas, but you don't want to have to bother organizing. You want something else to do it. And that something else is Bear. They've got it so that all you have to do, instead of going into X folder to put like clothing, closet, socks, you know, to take a note about a red sock or something, you can just write, I have a red sock. And then down below, you could put a tag, like a number sign, a hashtag, basically saying clothes, hashtag closet. It's a very simple system to just start using. And then when you want to basically get to different places in that mess of notes you've created, you go into the sidebar and you can go through and there are all your tags, and you can just focus in on, oh, I want all the notes on clothing, then I want all the notes on socks specifically, and it's just there. It narrows the list down so that you can quickly get at what you want.
That's awesome. Tell us a little bit more about the layout, Michael, please. Maybe get a bit more detail for us.
There are three basic elements, and on the iPhone, you're kind of dealing with one at a time. So there's the notes list, and that contains all the notes within a category, like within the framework that you'll select with the sidebar that you have. So if you're in by default, it shows all notes that you've done, and you can sort this in the settings within the app. You can sort this list in different ways, by A to Z, by date, by all that kind of stuff, front to back, back to front. So it's very adjustable to what you want. And so that's like a complete note list of any notes in that category. Now, the sidebar is, think of it like a combination folder directory and menu. So you have access to settings and trash and to do different categories of notes, including to-dos and other things. You also have access to all the different tags that you've made, and you can go through. So you don't have to remember necessarily to find the note in question. You can go through and there'll be a list of all those tags that you can just double tap. And as soon as you do that, then you go into the notes list narrows to that tag's notes. So if I tap on Kelly Co., which is the tag I have for notes based on for the show, it immediately gets me into any notes I've taken for segments that I've put in Bear for that show. And it's just right there. And if I want, you know, some other project like church or a couple of the projects I'm working on as well, I can similarly keep everything neat and separate without putting a lot of effort into doing that.
So just by adding the tags.
Yeah, just by adding little tags as you make the notes. I usually put them on the bottom so they're out of the way, and then you just add stuff above the tag. You don't have to do it that way. You can put the tag pretty much anywhere as soon as you think of it. And it's just like a hashtag. And if you want a multi-word tag, you do a hashtag, then you write the words, and then you do another hashtag, and that tells it where the tag begins and ends. And you can have multi-layered tags. You can nest them with a slash character between, so clothing slash socks in your tag would nest those words. And so you can create the same kind of folder structure, but without a lot of the effort and without having to think in advance, oh, I should put the note here, because it'll just go where it needs to go. It's everything stored in plain text. Everything's open format, open source. So it's basically, you will always have access to your information. There's no proprietary stuff. The markup language that Bear uses is just, it's all text. So there's no sort of encryption. There's nothing like that. Unless you can protect your notes, that is available. I believe that's a pro feature, one of the ones that you get if you subscribe to Bear Pro. And you can certainly protect them with Face ID, Touch ID, whatever your phone has, passcode. But you don't have to. It's all up to you. So very open-minded that way.
Anything else you want to tell us about the sidebar bit?
Yeah, the sidebar basically, so you open it up and you have the first button in the sidebar is notes. Then you have tag notes. And if you double tap on that, that opens up, expands a list of other categories that Bear takes care of for you. They're filters that are always there. And that includes a filter for any untagged notes that you haven't bothered to tag, notes that you've done today, and so anything you've done within the day. To-dos, I think, was another one. There are about four of them in that those automatically kept categories. Then there's trash, so anything you've deleted, you can go and resurrect or do what you want to do there. And then there is settings, and that's where you get into the settings of the app. And so there's a bunch there. There's sort. You can choose how lists are sorted, how tags are sorted, all kinds of different things in the various settings for that. So there's quite a bit there. It's just out of the way until you need it. And the sidebar is basically your gateway. It's like the Windows button, right? It's the gateway to the operating system kind of level stuff. And this is kind of similar. You know, the sidebar is your interface with all the organizational power of Bear.
Hmm. How about that editor? What's it like to work in?
It's nice. It's a very simple currently text editor. It doesn't take up the full screen. You can use the rotor and stuff to go back and forth, you know, by character, word, line. I use an external keyboard, so it's just everything's very natural. I can use the arrow keys to go up and down and move around easily. And you just type your notes into the editor. And then if you flick right, there's a bunch of other things, including some kind of handy ones, like the hashtag button that you double tap on and hold, and you get a list of all your hashtags. So if you want to insert a hashtag into a note, you just double tap on that and bring up a list of your hashtags that you've created and just pick the one you want. So you don't even have to retype them if you can't remember exactly how you did a tag. It's a complete other way of getting at your tags and other things too. Dates, files, there's extra buttons for a lot of different things to be able to insert into notes. So it's very kind of simple to get at and keep track of what you're doing. You can link notes together. You can choose to have a note be a to-do. And to-dos are pretty simple. They you can check and uncheck them. You can't really give them dates and things. So it's a very basic to-do task management kind of thing. I think yeah. Notebooks 10 is your better bet if you really need something like that, or just another app entirely, like Things or Reminders for that sort of thing. But it's there, and I know they're working on updating the editor. That's one thing they sort of gave away in their blog at the end of last year. So that is upcoming. A complete sort of up refresh, change, improvement to the editor is fast approaching. I don't know what else they're working on, but it wouldn't surprise me if they did more in the to-do space as well. So yeah. I am
glad that you're doing kind of this back and forth between the differences between Notebooks 10, which you highlighted last week, and this one, because I feel like this one isn't for everybody, just like Notebooks 10 isn't for everybody, because if you really need that intricate organizational system that you've categorized and subcategorized and put into its sequences, this could be kind of like a real recipe for disaster for you, the Bear app. But is there help available, Mike?
Yeah, there's a lot of help. There's bear.app is the website. You can go there and learn all about Bear. There's a help button in the settings where you can get at the buttons for support and buttons for FAQ, which is the frequently asked questions, and they deal with a lot of stuff in the FAQ. There's also welcome notes right in Bear. There's a welcome to Bear note that you can go into, and they demonstrate some features right in those notes and sort of describe, you know, the different elements of Bear in a series of sort of choose your own adventure welcome notes that are linked together that you can go between by double tapping on the links and getting to the different notes. So it you do need the rotor to use this really well, especially if you don't have an external keyboard. And the developers are very conscious of accessibility. They've supported VoiceOver for quite a while now. And there's no sign they're going to jump ship there. So that's really good.
Is there ways for you to kind of, I mean, obviously you can send an email at any time, but have you done any of that? Have you had to ask about something or request, hey, could you guys consider doing this, or heard anything on what you've read as to that responsiveness of them and their dedication?
I've heard they're pretty responsive. I haven't had to yet. But from what I've heard from others, they're in that camp of developers that do get back to you when you write to them. So from what I've heard, they're pretty responsive there, and eager to keep supporting. It's not only blindness; there are other fonts in there for dyslexic, I guess, people who suffer from that. There are fonts that can help with that, and presumably other cognitive abilities, disabilities as well. So it goes beyond just blindness. So they are very conscious of you know, people with disabilities, want to support them. And so very happy to see that.
Awesome. Well, you can attain Bear, as you said, free from the App Store, and then you can see if it suits you. Find out more at www.bear.app. We also have the link directly on our blog, ami.ca/KellyCo. We're starting some cool stuff next week with you, Mike, as well as Michael Babcock, on alternatives to tech giants. So I'm curious to see where the conversations go with that, because there will be multiple. And until then, have a great week.
You too. And keep in mind, both of these note takers, everything is open source. Not open source, but the formats are free. Your text is always yours.
So. Very cool. Thank you for that tidbit. Michael Fair, he joins us every week to talk tech as well as audio entertainment. And today he was highlighting the Bear app. It's for note-taking and to-do management.
We'll take a break. Why are flowers named what they are? gardener Susan Kearney is going to run us through a list of flowers with significant meanings. We'll talk to her in a moment.